When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Mayo Monday. Gerard Mayo with us in just about 1 hour. Right now, though, Boomer Esiason on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, man. So here's the good news. You want silver lining stuff, or you want, like, you want the black hole?
Silver lining is fine.
All right. Well, I always like to focus on the positive, and Drake May was pretty damn good yesterday, man.
Yeah, you know, Drake May giveth and then he taketh away, but he got you into overtime. And
hey, the life of a rookie, man. I'm telling you, Greg, he has all the makings of somebody that's going to be really good. I mean, you could see it, and you know he's got the ability to run, and that should be curtailed as the season goes on, hopefully, and then as he goes into his second, third, and fourth season, we'll see less and less in that, because right now he's still relying on his athleticism, which is fine. That's what most young quarterbacks do. Even Jaden Daniels doing some of that still down in Washington. But I have to say, he looks good. He looks strong. He looks accurate. It looks like he's in charge, and he certainly looks like he's not overwhelmed.
He missed the memo on sliding. Like, I don't know. I don't know when he's going to pick that up, but it makes me nervous.
You know, especially coming off of a concussion. I didn't think he was going to play this week. I thought they were definitely going to overreact and be super sensitive about it. But, you know, he's a football player first and foremost. That's the thing that was coming out of the combine when they were going through all the interviews with all the different players. Okay, he was third on the list, okay? And I can understand why. I mean, Caleb Williams was supposedly a can't-miss player. Jaden Daniels was a can't-miss player. But there was something about Drake May that really did set him apart, and that was his love of football and the way that he played it. And sometimes we don't see that in college, and you got to learn that in these meetings that they have at the combines and then later on at pro days and things of that nature. So I remember when Joe Shane in the offseason, Hard Knocks, walked in to the box there at Indianapolis and walked into the Patriot box and said, what would it take for us to get up to the number three pick? And rightfully so, Elliot Wolf said, nah, I don't think so. That's not happening.
Boomer, when you look at his interceptions, is it something that we should be worried about, or is this just a learning curve for him coming into the league?
100% learning curve. You know, the last interception that he threw, he never saw a hook or the safety. And, you know, those are things that you're aware of the more that you play. You know, those guys back there are pretty smart. Even though they were a losing team, and they do have a top defense, believe it or not, their offense was terrible down there in Tennessee. But those are just things that you know. Like, you learn as you go. He'll learn a valuable lesson that throwing the ball down the middle of the field, when you're late with it, most likely you're going to have a safety, especially a good one, come and steal the ball from you. So I think that's a learning curve. But this is what happens with most rookie quarterbacks. What's happening with Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud last year is the anomaly.
Boomer, one of the things that I'm excited about is you're starting to see, like, out in Washington with Jaden Daniels, guys wanting to go play with him. I feel like Drake May, guys are going to want to play with him if he continues to show his success. Were you ever in the league and guys wanted to play with you? What was those communications like?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it was an amazing situation for me, because in 92 was my last year with the Bengals, and in 93, I was going to be traded, and I was either going to be traded to the Raiders or the Jets. And Reggie White was being lured to the Jets. They were trying to get him as a free agency. But he said to Dick Steinberg, our general manager, and to Bruce Cosgrove, our head coach, you know, who is going to be your quarterback of the future before I sign here? And they told him that they, you know, really didn't have one. They had a rookie. His name was Browning Nagel. And he said, if you can trade for Boomer and you can get Boomer here, it would give you a much better chance to sign me. Now, they did trade for me, but ultimately he chose Green Bay, which was unfortunate for us. But his recommendation to the Jets to trade for me was a big reason why I ultimately left Cincinnati.
Gerard, I like Mayo. I hope he succeeds. I'm not a big enemy of his. However, I was really disappointed both that they didn't go for two at the end of that game, and that after the game he was totally unprepared, offered just I can't answer that right now when asked about why not going for two at the buzzer beater at the end of the fourth.
Well, he is Drake May is, first of all, rookie quarterback, and Gerard Mayo is trying to manage expectations, manage his game. There are a lot of things to like about his games, but there are the occasional, like, I'm just going to take off and run and take a hit part of his game, and then there's the I'm just going to let it rip and not even think about throwing an interception when, in fact, it turns out to be an interception. I wish Gerard would have went for it. I really do. I mean, at this point in the season, what does a tie get you? What does, anything but trying for going for two get you? It gets you nothing. They're going nowhere. And I know all the players, all the coaches, the ownership, they all want to win. There's no question about that. And I was a little bit surprised that he did not go for it at the end there. For me, watching the game from a distance, not in the locker room, I would have went for it.
If you were Elliot Wolf and Gerard Mayo and the brain trust here, Boomer, is anybody other than Drake May on this team untouchable?
I don't think so. I think teams with losing records now, this is why it's early November. It's time to assess your team moving forward. They've already made a couple of trades, which was not shocking to any of us. Maybe the Matt Judon one was early on in the season, but that kind of gave you a sense of what they were thinking going into the season. Let's try to get as many assets as we can moving forward. It's all about having draft picks and, you know, having more draft picks and just keep throwing more shots on goal, as they say in hockey. And the more shots you can throw on goal, the more likely you are to hit special players late in the draft rounds.
Boomer, we've been talking about, for us here in New England, it's really about the future and what should the Patriots do with their draft pick. Right now, I think they're probably sitting atop the NFL with the number one overall pick. You have connections to Cincinnati. Is there any chance if the Patriots put together a good package with assets that they could land a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, or are the Bengals hell-bent and willing to pay him the money that he wants?
My guess is that Ja'Marr Chase is going nowhere. You could sign T. Higgins in the offseason as a free agent, however. Ja'Marr Chase is going to stay right there with Joe Burrow. They're too explosive. They're too good. And knowing the Bengals the way I do know them, they're not a cheap organization by any stretch of the imagination. At least no longer are they a cheap organization. But they pay their quarterbacks. They pay their wide receivers. They'll figure out a way to keep Ja'Marr, but T. Higgins, unlikely to stay there. He'll be a free agent, and maybe that's a target for the Patriots next year. We all know what the Patriots need. They need a stable offensive line, and they need playmakers. And you can find playmakers in the NFL. There's no question about it. And as long as you have a quarterback that is dedicated to the game and can raise the level of everybody's play, which Drake May will end up doing. Actually, he's already done it. But, you know, there are mistakes that are going to come along with it right now just because of the inexperience. To me, that's where I'm focusing all of my offseason efforts. 95% of them are going to be on the offensive side of the ball to give Drake May the best opportunity to be the next Tom Brady, if you will.
I was going to ask you about Zeke Elliott, but I guess I'll ask in general about the Cowboys and the free fall that is going on there. Does that, in your mind, set up perfectly for Bill Belichick to be their head coach?
It certainly feels that way, Greg. I mean, there are five coaches right now that, you know, are going to be looking most likely for new jobs next year, and Mike McCarthy will be one of them unless they turn it around, which does not look like is going to happen, especially if Dak Prescott's His hamstring is going to be, you know, worse than we think it is. It could be a 4-week injury, and if that is, their season is completely collapsing. So yes, he's one of those coaches. Dennis Allen down in New Orleans is one of those coaches. Antonio Pierce, Brian Daboll, you know, these are all the coaches that you got to be thinking about are going to be looking probably for jobs next year.
When you have your quarterback on the sideline saying, "We effing suck," like, don't they know that all the cameras are on them at all points of the game? Do they just not care? And how bad of a look is that for the rest of the team when you see your quarterback, your star of the team, saying that you guys suck?
Especially when you're paying him as much money as they're paying him.
Right.
You would think you'd be a little bit smarter about things of that nature. But, yeah, I mean, it's miserable, Courtney, and there's nobody... No, there's nobody worse than like your lead guy making the most money, having that out there on the air, and social media is all over it. And I feel bad for them, but at the end of the day, they receive an enormous amount of coverage for no reason. I mean, they're just a brutal organization right now. And listen, the organization always tends to stink from the head down. And, you know, if that guy at the top of the food chain is not, stable and is giving interviews and things of that nature, just creates even more problems for the coach and for the general manager, who he is, and then, of course, the players.
Just don't say it to him on his own radio show.
He'll get you fired.
Well, not you, Boomer. Speaking of broadcasters, I don't know if you were ever fined when you were doing Monday Night Football all those years, but... Tom Brady may be facing discipline from the NFL, according to some sources, saying that his critique of the ref's ejection yesterday in the Lions-Packers game may fall into the purview of him critiquing NFL officiating as a minority owner.
All right, so my initial thought is, like, they're not fining Tom Brady. I mean, he's Tom Brady, for God's sake. He can do whatever he wants. So that's my initial reaction. My other reaction would be that there are probably 31 other teams out there that would be pushing the league office to fine Tom Brady. Now, the question is he going to get rid of his cell phone this time around? That's the biggest question.
All right. I mean, question of the week for Boomer Esiason is presented by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. It's a three-parter midway through the season. Boomer, real quick answers. Best team right now?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Midway through the season?
I think Detroit right now would be the best team in the NFC. I think Baltimore, even though they're not in first place in their division, is the most difficult team to defend against in the league. Those two teams are rolling on offense.
Most disappointing player?
Most disappointing player has got to be Dak Prescott. He's right there. I mean, their team has got to be disappointing. I would also say the Bengals are really disappointing as well.
You got a guy who plays down in your region.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, I know. I mean, it's and they've already fired their coach, and it's a mess. But, you know, they keep saying, we got a pathway. Well, sooner or later, you got to start winning games, for God's sake.
Yeah, all right. And then most surprising team so far?
Wow, it's got to be Washington and Jaden Daniels. I think Dan Quinn thus far, you know, you got a quarterback that can play. All of a sudden, you can coach. And he looks pretty good on the sideline, and certainly Jaden Daniels has exceeded everyone's expectations with his performance thus far.
Boomer, thanks for the time, and we will talk to you again next week.
Always my pleasure. Happy Election Day. Good luck. Go vote. See ya.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Patriots fall to 2-7 on the season with an overtime loss to the Titans in Nashville yesterday. Drake May completed 29 of 41 passes for 206 yards and a touchdown while throwing two interceptions.
6-20 since the start of last season.
Tough. Monday Night Football will see the Bucks at the Chiefs, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. Next trending, Shime, I will be asking for your lock.
Ooh, okay. I'll try to cook something up. I don't like this game at all.
Okay, well, pick something.
You need help.
Courtney likes every game.
I love every game.
She can't stop. Somebody That's needs it. To help her.
I did. I finally got that first, do you want to set a limit on how much you bet a month notification on my app? But I don't know why they did that to me. I've only deposited $50. That's it.
All right. Probably because they noticed that you have a problem.
Right.
I don't think I have a problem.
I think they're trying to help you.
I won yesterday.
How many legs are you going to go tonight?
I'm hoping for like a six-legger.
All right.
I'd like to win over a grand.
Oh, I mean, okay. That's from your lips to God's ears.
Because you really... You
Wouldn't
take
we all?
You really... Like, I know it's a win, but like a win of... $50. You really count that as a win?
No, but I won 200.
When you're the parlay princess.
I know. I won 200 yesterday.
Overall.
Yeah.
By the time you deposit the $50, Santo's already made more anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. We're going to talk to Jerod Mayo coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. The Celtics take on the Hawks tonight in Atlanta. 7:45 tip, and the Bruins shut out the Kraken yesterday. 2-0. Swayman had 23 saves in the win. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It's chilly out there. Currently in the beautiful city of Boston, 36 degrees, afternoon high of 53.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.